आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह कॉल्स फॉर एस्टैब्लिशमेंट ऑफ मॉडल एंटी टेररिज्म स्ट्रक्चर अंडर एनआईए फॉर यूनिफॉर्म इन्वेस्टिगेशन अक्रॉस ऑल एजेंसीज एंड स्टेट्स। Government declares Jammu and Kashmir Democratic Freedom Party unlawful association for anti-national and terrorist activities. Death toll in Sikkim flash floods rises to 19. Over 100 people are missing. India and UAE sign strategic partnership agreement for developing and launching of UAE's domestic payment card scheme based on RuPay card. Citizens can now become drone pilots with any government-issued identity and address proof, says Centre. And at the Asian Games, Indian contingent in action in the men's cricket, archery, badminton and wrestling on day 13 in Hangzhou. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central and state agencies have succeeded in firmly curbing all forms of terrorism in the country in the last 9 years. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating a two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi yesterday. He said model anti-terrorism structure should be established under the purview of NIA. He said the hierarchy, structure and standard operating procedures of investigation of all anti-terrorism agencies in all states should be made uniform for better coordination between central and state agencies. The Home Minister emphasized that all anti-terrorism agencies must adopt such a ruthless approach so that a new terrorist organization cannot be formed. He said that the task of NIA, Anti-Terrorism Squad and Special Task Force should also think out of the box and take innovative measures to counter terrorism. The government has declared the Jammu and Kashmir Democratic Freedom Party, JKDFP, as an unlawful association under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The organization has been involved in anti-national activities since 1998. The Home Ministry said in a release that its members have always promoted separatism and terrorist acts in India. It said the members of this organization want to make Kashmir a separate Islamic state by inciting the people, which is prejudicial to the sovereignty, security and integrity of India. In Sikkim, the death toll following the devastating flash flood has risen to 19. The State Disaster Management Department has said 103 are missing, including army personnel. The flash floods were triggered by a sudden glacial lake outburst on Wednesday over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim in the Teesta River in Lachan Valley. Talking to media persons yesterday, State Chief Secretary V.B. Pathak said that search and rescue operations for the missing persons continues in the marooned areas of the state.
As of now, 26 persons have been reported injured also, who have been given necessary treatment at our hospitals. There are around 14 bridges which has been washed out in the state of Sikkim. So around 9 bridges are from the Border Raid Organization and 5 bridges are from our state highway. And that is the major challenge we are facing, because this washing away of the bridges has disrupted the communication within the state. All measures are being taken by BRO, Army, NHIDCL and State PWD to restore these bridges.
The State Chief Secretary convened a series of meetings with the representatives of the Chamber of Commerce, Wholesale Retailers, Pharmacy Association, LPG Dealers and Distributors, Petrol Pump Owners and Taxi Drivers Association at Tashi Ling Secretariat yesterday. The Chief Secretary directed the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, to open the route for small and heavy vehicles through Lava and Rishi checkpost at the earliest. Meanwhile, Sikkim Chief Minister P.S. Tamang chaired a meeting in Gangtok to assess the current situation in the state. The Chief Minister warned of stringent action against possible hoarding of essential items and said that grievance counters would be set up at Rangpo and Singtam and Mangan districts initially to lodge complaints. He informed that people taking shelter at relief camps will be provided medicines free of cost, and district collectors will ensure that relief camps are comfortable. Mr. Tamang informed that along with schools, all government and private colleges in Mangan, Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi districts will remain closed from today until further notice. The power ministry has said that it is continuously monitoring the situation arising out of flash floods in the Teesta Basin in Sikkim. Power Secretary Pankaj Agarwal held an emergency meeting on Wednesday with National Hydroelectric Power Corporation, where senior officers of the Ministry of Power and Central Electricity Authority were also present. Due to the recent flash floods in the Teesta Basin, all the bridges downstream to Teesta 5 hydropower station up to Tarkhola and Pampok have been submerged, which has severely affected commutation and communication in these areas. The power ministry said the power station is under shutdown presently and not generating electricity. The NHPC is taking all possible measures to get the hydropower projects operational as soon as possible. The central government will make detailed assessment of damage to hydropower projects after the flood water recedes. In Mumbai, 6 persons lost their lives and 31 people are injured in a major fire incident at a 5-story building near Azad Maidan in Goregaon early this morning. 30 people have been rescued from the fire. The fire spread through the shops on the ground floor and the vehicles that were parked on the floor. People are stuck on the terrace along with the upper floors. Efforts have been made by the fire brigade to bring the fire under control. 8 water pumps are pressed into service. In Chhattisgarh, the final voter list for the upcoming assembly polls has been published and displayed at all polling stations across the state. Our Raipur correspondent has the details.
After a special campaign to register new voters in Chhattisgarh, the state has seen an increase of over 7,19,000 voters. The current voter count in the state is now over 2 crore 3 lakh. Chhattisgarh stands out as one of the states in the country where the number of female voters surpasses that of males. Currently, there are approximately 18,68,000 voters in the 18 to 20 age group in the state who will be participating in the assembly elections for the first time this year. State Chief Electoral Officer Reena Babasaheb Kangale said the process of adding new names to the voter list will continue. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is on a two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, UAE. On the first of his visit, the minister co-chaired the 11th meeting of the India-UAE High-Level Task Force on Investments with the Managing Director of Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, Sheikh Hamed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The two leaders also witnessed the signing of a strategic partnership agreement between National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, and Al Etihad Payments, AEP, a subsidiary of the Central Bank of the UAE, for domestic card scheme implementation in UAE. As per the agreement, NPCI and AEP will work together to build, implement and operationalize UAE's national domestic card scheme modeled on India's RuPay card. Talking to media, Mr. Goyal explained about the agreements signed between India and UAE.
We have concluded two very important agreements. One, an agreement between the NPCI and the United Arab Emirates, by which they will be providing technology and support to UAE to implement the RuPay card system in UAE. The UAE card can be used in India as a RuPay card. We have also signed a memorandum of understanding with the UAE on advanced technologies, on collaborative research, on working towards strengthening the intellectual property systems, on sharing of science and technology policies.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister said that India and UAE are aiming to expand the bilateral trade to make it $100 billion. Mr. Goyal was speaking at a roundtable discussion hosted by the Abu Dhabi Chamber. This forum brought together top business leaders from both nations.
We have also signed a memorandum of understanding with the UAE on advanced technologies, on collaborative research, on working towards strengthening the intellectual property systems, on sharing of science and technology policies, and working towards harmonization of standards, legal methodology, conformity assessment, accreditation. Both these milestone decisions will help the Indian businesses, will help our trade expand in UAE, which will help attract more investments from UAE to India, furthering the vision of Prime Minister Modi and Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed to have a $100 billion investment in India from the UAE.
The Minister of Civil Aviation has said that citizens can now become drone pilots with any government-issued identity and address proof. The Ministry has notified the new Drone Amendment Rules 2023 for drone pilots. After the amendment, it has now been made clear that a government-issued proof of identity and a government-issued proof of address like voter ID, ration card and driving license can now be accepted to apply for a remote pilot certificate if the drone pilot does not have a passport. The ministry added that the prerequisite of having a passport will become a hurdle for aspiring drone pilots, and this effort is to further liberalize, promote and facilitate drone operations across the country and make India a global drone hub by 2030. The rule is effective from the 27th of last month. On to some sports news now. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, Indian contingent is in action in the men's cricket, archery, badminton and wrestling on day 13 in Hangzhou today. In men's cricket, the semi-final match between India and Bangladesh is underway. Bangladesh have set a target of 97 runs for India. 14 to bat, Bangladesh were 96 with a loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In archery, India's recurve men's team will play in the quarterfinals today. In badminton, Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will be in action in the men's doubles semifinals. The duo assured India of a medal with impressive win in the quarterfinals yesterday. Besides, ace shuttler Aegis Pranoy and star wrestler Bajrang Punia will also be in action. In hockey, the Indian men's team will take on Japan in the gold medal match in the evening. India has so far amassed a total of historic 86 medals, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 33 bronze. India is currently in the fourth place in the medals tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals at the 18th edition of the Asian Games in Jakarta. In cricket, New Zealand defeated England by 9 wickets in the opening match of the men's ODI World Cup last evening. Chasing a target of 283 runs, New Zealand achieved the score in 36.2 overs with a loss of 1 wicket. Earlier, put into bat, England posted 282 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. Today, Pakistan will open the World Cup campaign against the Netherlands in Hyderabad. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Navneet Singh.
Thank you, Abhishek. The 2023 Asian Games in Hangzhou in China is covered prominently by the papers. Team India aims for century at Asian Games, leads the pioneer. Sanjay Singh sent to 5 days custody, huge stir in Delhi, reports the Asian Age. About the AAP MP who was arrested by the ED in connection with the excise policy case. Need common anti-terror training module, says Amit Shah, reports the Tribune. India reiterates Canada interfering in its affairs, says the Statesman. The Times of India, quoting the Government of India, writes, will engage Maldives on all issues. Flyovers, underground sewerage lines hit. Kolkata battles rat menace, reports the Indian Express. And finally, Norwegian dramatist author Jon Fosse wins Literature Nobel, informs Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Navneet. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah calls for establishment of model anti-terrorism structure under NIA for uniform investigation across all agencies and states. Government declares Jammu and Kashmir Democratic Freedom Party unlawful association for anti-national and terrorist activities. Death toll in Sikkim flash floods rises to 19. Over 100 people are missing. India and UAE signed strategic partnership agreement for developing and launching of UAE's domestic payment card scheme based on RuPay card. Citizens can now become drone pilots with any government-issued identity and address proof, says Centre. And at the Asian Games, Indian contingent in action in the men's cricket, archery, badminton and wrestling on day 13 in Hangzhou. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.